injuring more than 30. The driver then fired on police, injuring two before himself being killed. The FBI says an ISIS flag was found in the pickup. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd says it's clear this was a carefully planned attack.
This was not a spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous action by the suspect. The suspect had a weapon, or many weapons, a vehicle, and at least one gun, and we're hearing as well improvised explosive devices, and body armor such that the suspect could ostensibly do as much damage as possible while shielding himself.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe with reaction from the president-elect.
The Trump administration will fully support the city of New Orleans as they investigate and recover from this act of pure evil. But what you also see there at the top of that message is him essentially saying, I told you so, talking about how criminals have been coming into the country and inferring that this may be somebody who has come from outside the United States to commit this act. We don't know that yet.
President Biden wasn't prepared to comment on the attack yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything until I get all the facts in front of me.
The Superdome is scheduled to host the Sugar Bowl tonight.
It's scary.
Yeah, it really is.
In town for the Sugar Bowl, these visitors said they were shocked when they heard what happened, but also said they won't let it stop them from getting to the Superdome tonight for the game, and said they expect the event to be even safer.
And I think they'll take dogs in like they do other places and scout first. And we'll be okay.
Chris Miller for CBS News New Orleans.
And we have just learned that the game has been postponed until tomorrow at the Rose Parade in Pasadena, California. Security was tightened in light of the attack in New Orleans. Police Chief Gene Harris.
We've got all of the areas locked down. We're using technology to keep people off of the parade route. And we've got a lot of people here, both seen in uniform and some invisible, not in uniform.
More activities are now illegal.
New laws putting parameters around the use of artificial intelligence are front and center in California. One will prevent the use of digital replicas of Hollywood actors and performers without permission. Kentucky's becoming the latest state to let people use marijuana for medical purposes. In Missouri, stricter fines have kicked in for people using their handheld cell phone while driving.
Reporting from CBS's Stacy Lynn, the stock markets are closed today. They will be open tomorrow. Once again, the stock market's closed for today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The legal battle is escalating between a couple of Hollywood actors.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
Justin Baldoni is suing the New York Times for libel, asking $250 million in damages over an article alleging a smear campaign against his It Ends With Us co-star, Blake Lively. The story included details from a legal complaint Lively filed with the California Civil Rights Department, alleging Baldoni sexually harassed her on the movie set, including entering her trailer while she was undressed, then retaliating when she complained. Lively has filed a new lawsuit against Baldoni in New York, alleging inappropriate sexual conduct. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The city of New Orleans and local community groups are offering PlayStations to people willing to turn in their guns. One of the exchanges took place Tuesday as part of a series of gun buybacks over the past 6 months. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Happy New Year! I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. The first day of 2025 will be a bit colder than the last day of 2024. We'll have highs in the upper 20s, and it will be a bit on the breezy side under mostly cloudy skies. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 19. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 27. Right now, it's 30.
WRJN.
I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
From WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hope you had a safe New Year's Eve last night. We were at a gathering last night, and did you watch the ball drop? We usually try to make a point of watching the ball drop in Times Square at 11 p.m. our time. And there's so many different channels that you can watch it on. You got your Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. You got your Ryan Seacrest. There's so many different hosts on the different channels. But last night, we watched a raw live feed of it. So no anchors whatsoever. It was just the pictures and the sounds, and that was it. And that was kind of refreshing, I have to say.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
bigger than wine, softer than the summer night.
It's the Drifters, This Magic Moment on WRJN. That was one of the final songs that Ben E. King sang lead on the song. He later left the group. In fact, later that year, he left the group.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a man like you wanna be in a prayer. And a little bit of soul will come your way.
WRJN. Well, recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with authors Tom and Christy Manis about their book, Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And one of the things they talked about was goats on the roof.
Wisconsin is quirky. We have lived all over the country and have been all over the world. And, you know, Wisconsin has by far has got to be the quirkiest state. So at Al Johnson, they have the goats on the roof. They're seasonal, but they have their own goat squad, and they send them up, and, you know, they eat the grass and hang out, and every day they bring them in and take them out.
But they only work from 9 to 3.
I know.
And they're divas. They're very, very, I don't even know the word for it, princesses, because they won't work if the weather isn't pristine for them.
Well, they're union, the union goats.
That's probably it, yeah.
They have a union contract with the restaurant, and they can only go up there certain days. But you can see it if you go to Door County. I think you said it was in, what bay is it? Sister Bay? Sister Bay, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can see them. You drive by down the street, and my wife said, look on the roof. I said, whoa, there's goats up there.
That's authors Tom and Christy Manis, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Crowded out.
keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Happy New Year. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 19. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 28. Friday, sunny and 23.
Twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Sorry, how would I know why
should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Let's take you back to New Year's Day, 1962. The Beatles auditioned for Decca Records, and Decca Records turned them down.
I'm
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy times. Ooh, and you and I, as I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the love I gave all. A dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Attracted to you all the more.
Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside a song waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, bottle up, baby? Just to let me down.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We were at a New Year's Eve gathering last night, and the couple that was hosting us have a couple of dogs. One of the dogs learned a new trick over the holidays. Apparently, they bought him a rubber toy for Christmas, and he fetched the receipt and returned it for a container of beef jerky. Now, that's one smart dog.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising them. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song. One I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song. Coming down
dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just hello. Old-fashioned love song. One I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song.
Three Dog Night, old-fashioned love song from 1971 on WRJN. That song was written by prolific songwriter Paul Williams. This was the first song that Paul Williams wrote by himself that became a big hit. Now, he did have another hit before that, one that he co-wrote with Kenny Asher, We've Only Just Begun by the Carpenters.
Said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The FBI believes the man who drove his pickup into a crowd in New Orleans early this morning, killing 10 people and injuring dozens, had help planning the attack. FBI Special Agent Alethea Duncan.
We're investigating this as an attack of terrorism.
After he stopped his truck, the man shot at police who killed him. Again, Agent Duncan.
The subject has been identified as 42-year-old Samsud Dim Jabbar, a U.S.-born citizen from Texas. He was driving a Ford pickup truck, which appears to be rented, and we are working to confirm how the subject came in possession of this vehicle. An ISIS flag was located on the trailer hitch of the vehicle.
CBS's Nicole Skanga says there are a lot of questions about how the attack came to occur.
One of the questions that law enforcement is looking into is how that vehicle was rented or obtained. Was there any negligence there? Who might have known about this? Was there any leakage in the run-up to this attack, which was clearly meticulous?